Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For this next cowboy, he has written his last seven moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Meek and Eight. Let's book.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs. That's right. It's time for our Monday Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And, wow, talk about an empty house. I'm telling you, did we clear everybody out yesterday or what? You know, or is everybody still sleeping in? What's going on? I mean, it's Monday. Come on, guys. But, yeah, we've got some more that are kind of trickling in here. I know that Miss Shannon Taylor says that she's in charge back home, so she's not going to be able to tune in. So hopefully we'll get her back on here tomorrow. Said that she missed last night's show as well. But we do have the lovely Kat Johnson in here as always. And I got to tell you, I have been working this morning. This Cafe Press have been working on trying to get these shirts. And I'm still trying to figure out a bunch of these things to try to get the logos up and whatnot. But they are coming up online. And we are going to have the link set up here today, and as well as Miss Kat Johnson's store page. So you guys can get over there and check out the Let's Buck stuff and Cowboy Fresh. So you guys will have plenty of things to go shopping around for there on Making8.com. So, looks like we've got a good show. Did anybody see the CMA Awards last night? I did not. So, you guys will have to fill me in on what you thought. I did see some tweets and some highlights up there, but we'll have to see how it goes. Looks like we've got Miss Denise out here plugging us away, letting all the fans know that our show is on air. But like I said, I mean, it is Monday. Wow. I'm just surprised. You know, this is the first time in a long time that we've had this few Making Eight Maniacs. But, hey, you know, you guys will get a heads up and get to see what's going on and get the information out there. You guys will know that it's coming. It does look like we do have Miss Donna Davis jumping on board here with us as well. So, welcome to another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. I don't have a whole lot to talk about today other than what we saw this past weekend with the PBR. Obviously, some pretty good highlight clips that are up on PBR.TV, so you guys can get over there and check them out. Can't say enough about Caleb Sanderson. I mean, really, you know. I was listening just before the show to the interview with Austin Meyer. Now, Austin, you know, obviously chose or could not ride yesterday, opted out, ended up falling back in the third position again, but that race is real tight for second right now. And, you know, it made me wonder, you know, just sitting back listening to him, I'm not sure that he's going to even be in Las Vegas for the last Cowboy Standing. You know, he was talking about and making reference to, you know, not really being able to ride five bulls there, hoping that that's not the case. I don't know. They were talking a lot about last Cowboy Standing, but, you know, he was talking about the difference between winning that $200,000 and the overall picture and winning a world championship. And he wants to be consistent. So, you know, I don't know. You guys will have to fill me in on that and let me know what you think. You know, when it comes down to that, I'm just curious to know what he has to say about it. I have not even been over here today. I've got to get over and check my fantasy picks, which we'll do here momentarily during our break. See how our fantasy did overall this past weekend. Like I said, I know that Miss Helen says that hers did pretty well. Ours, I don't think, did quite as well, but we didn't have a bad weekend anyways. And thanks to you guys for helping us out and making our picks, which we're going to continue to do on our Friday afternoons. Still waiting on word back from the PBR to see if we're going to have those press passes. Would love to be able to get down there. You know, just have an opportunity to meet up with some of the bull riders, send you guys some tweet pics, and, you know, let you guys know what's going on from down here in Tampa. I do know that we've got some of the other fans going to be heading down this way as well, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to run into them while we're down and out in that area. So, yes, looks like Miss Helen finished in 34th overall. So, great job this weekend. So, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we'll get down to it. And we'll sit back, talk some more bull riding, talk some rodeo action with you. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to a Monday Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead, trying to recover from another wild weekend, chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now, gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Job site at a quarter past nine, and somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime, and then I caught a little nap stretched out in my truck bed, my feet still twitching to the music in my head. Saturday and Sunday, but it's all over now, and sure it's Monday. Oh,
cowboy, dressed like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Snetz, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on a Monday afternoon. Wow. You know what? While we were sitting here on break, I went over and checked my fantasy points. You know, I was actually finished the event in 641st place. I'm not complaining about that. That's the first time I've been, I think, under 1,000 in the overall rankings per event. So, you know, you guys kind of helped me out. Now, I will tell you, Guilherme Marchi, not such a great pick. He did not get me a single point. Valderon actually only got me one score, which was very surprising. But Silvano got me two scores. LJ got me two scores. And Cody Lostro got me two scores. My Bulls did great, you know, so I was really happy about that. But, wow, you know, and then going over to the group page. And I saw we've had some pretty major adjustments going on, especially there in the top five. And, you know, Christy has had a bad week, and she actually fell back to fourth. But Donna Davis, Miss Donna, moving up in the third place spot. So, you know, Miss Sandy over there at 2G better hold on to her hat. She better buckle down. And it looks like Christy's dad actually finished out in second. So he moved up in the second. Miss Donna is in third. Christy is in fourth. So great job for you guys. I actually moved up to 19th. So I'm actually chasing the coattails of Miss Barbara and Miss Melanie. So y'all better hold on to your hats because I'm coming. So we're going to get some points out of this deal after all. But like I said, you know, come the second half of the season, that's when we're going to really turn things up a notch. Hopefully this will be kind of a warm-up for you guys, let you really get a grip on what's going on. And with the fantasy picks, hopefully everybody will have a better understanding and be able to get a better overall picture when they're making their picks. And we're going to make this race tight. We're going to come down to it. We're going to award a making eight belt buckle to the one in our group that comes out on top. So it's going to be a great opportunity. Tampa, coming up this weekend. You know, we're going to try to talk a lot about that deal. I'm curious to see where the Ford Invasion is going to be down here in the Sunshine State. Who knows? Probably somewhere out there by the beach or something. But, yeah, you know, maybe we'll bring that Ford truck down here to the swamps, you know. We'll take it out there to the swamps a little bit. Do some gator hunting off the back of a Ford truck. Wouldn't that be some cool stuff? Who knows, you know, but I'm curious to see what's going to happen with it, and should be a lot of fun. So I'm not quite sure what we're seeing there with Miss Christie's comment saying that they wish they'd had the total points up right, though. I'm not quite sure where the discrepancy was. Fill me in and let me know what you guys have on that. But anyways, Tampa coming up this weekend, going to be a rock and roll deal. Obviously, Caleb Sanderson, you know, coming off that big win, his first Built Ford Tough Series win in Kansas City. We're going to see him rock and roll right down here in the Sunshine State. His hometown fans are going to be there. You know, we're talking less than an hour away from home. So, I have a feeling that he's going to do pretty well there. Might actually even have to pick him out, you know, of the crowd. But, you know, I'm a little concerned. There's a lot of good matchups there. So I see that Donna's asking a question about what happened with Big Tex. I don't know. As far as I know, he was set to be a re-ride bull anyways. And from what I understand, that because of the fact that the bulls that were already set up there, Fabiano's bull, Austin Myers' bull, Chance Roberts' bull, because those guys did not compete, they used their bulls as re-ride bulls first because they had already basically paid for those bulls to come out. The PBR already paid those stock contractors for those bulls, so they went to those bulls first as re-ride bulls, being that they didn't have anybody necessarily to get on them. Now, I know, like, Pete Farley came up and rode on Sunday, which he didn't ride on Saturday. So, you know, they did make some of those adjustments there. But, like I said, with some of the other ones, especially with that first re-ride bull, going back to my notes here, see if I can get them up real quick. But, yeah, it looks like the one that Cody Nance had, the re-ride bull, was actually Austin Myers' bull. So I believe that that's how that happened. I'm looking at Christy's comment here in the chat room saying that all the points don't necessarily add up. Well, that's pretty interesting, and that may be something that we need to write into the PBR about and ask them, what's going on with these fantasy points? I mean, if they're going to put on a game, they need to do it right for sure, you know? Then again, maybe their judges are the ones that are actually tallying up the score, and we know how the judges have been there in the PBR. Not very good. So maybe they got their numbers crossed up there in the fantasy as well as there in the arena. I don't know. But, yeah, it's pretty disappointing, you know. I mean, overall, I think the judging this weekend was down the tubes. The reviews were off the chain, you know. I had a hard time with that. I had a hard time sitting back watching that. So, oh, it looks like Donna said that she took a big old zero for Big Tex. Now, did they get – I'm not sure why they didn't go to the tiebreaker bowl being that Big Tex didn't buck, you know. I'm not quite sure exactly what's happening with that. So, but, yeah, maybe that's something that we need to drop lines into the PBR. Do it on a professional level, like I said. Just write into them, say, hey, we're really excited. We're glad to be a part of the PBR fantasy thing. However, noticing that we're tallying up our week scores and they don't add up to our overall numbers, you know. Maybe they need to take a better look into it and make sure those numbers get put in there right. But, like I said, who knows? Maybe it's the judges, you know, there at the arena that are ones factoring in the fantasy points too. And if that's the case, we're all in trouble. Because you guys know as well as I do what we've seen over here in these last few weeks, especially within, the judging. But, see, that doesn't make a whole bunch of sense there. Christy says that her dad had Big Tex and got his tiebreaker score. So, you know, I'm curious as to know why you didn't get, you know, your tiebreaker bull out there. You should have had that one for sure. And we'll see what she – oh. Yeah, you know, that may be something you want to drop those numbers in there. You want to, you know, I have a hard time with that, too. You know, I mean, it's a computer program. Computers are known to make errors. However, you know, I mean, it shouldn't be nothing but factoring in the numbers from the overall scores and getting them put into where they appropriately need to be, you know. If that bull didn't buck, then it needs to be taken out and given a re-ride bull. Yes, ma'am, I certainly would, especially towards the second half of the season. You know, if Macon 8's going to award a buckle for it, we want to make sure you guys get your fair points. I cannot be held responsible for what the PBR does in their point systems. But, you know, like I said, if you send over some emails to them and just say, hey, look, you know, I'm curious about it, maybe they'll take a deeper look into it and get those scores adjusted appropriately. That's all you got to do. You know, the PBR will listen to you for sure. And you know, I for one, take a lot, you know, I respect them for making those efforts. You know, I think that that's really important. It's obviously important to you fans out there, and it's important for, you know, any one of us that we, you know, if we have issues, we can go to the PBR directly, and we usually will get a response. 9 times out of 10, I will tell you that we'll get a response, you know, because they are listening, and that means a lot. I can tell you that it's my belief that they have done things as far as even listening to our radio shows and listening to you fans out there making points on certain things, you know. And I think that is so important. And if they are tuning in, like I said, I think that that's great. I think that they hear the fans. And, you know, they make adjustments accordingly. And I love it. You know, there's not many other places that you're going to go. There's not many other sporting events that you're going to be able to attend where they will truly listen to the fans like they do right here with you guys. You know, sure, they listen to the top. You know, they have to listen to the riders as well. I think that they need to listen to the riders a little bit more, you know. But, you know, like I said, the bottom line is, and, you know, that – brings up a really good point, too. It kind of leads me in the direction that I really wanted to go in making some of the comments that we did. Reading back on some of the posts there on PBRnow.com, what I was seeing was a lot of people talking about the way the shoot boss, as they were referring to him as, yelling at the Brazilian bull riders and how that they feel like it could have been a distraction and things like that. I believe that it's so imperative that we have an understanding that that stuff has been going on for years and years and years as well. But because now we're getting these bull riders with these mics on, we're having an opportunity to see these things for the first time. You know, I, for one, know firsthand that these guys are up there, stock contractors, even when you're doing everything right, they want to push you. They don't want you getting hurt in there in those bucking chutes. And if they have a bull that may bounce around in there, they're going to push you to get out on him. You know, whether you get bucked off or whether you take it as an energy and use that as fuel to make that ride, you know, which I can tell you firsthand that I've done from time to time. I know that Brian Corson, the madder he gets, the tougher he is to buck off, you know. So I would do things intentionally, pulling his rope out here, you know. I'd call him old-timer, tell him his wheelchair would be sitting out there by the outgate, you know, and things like that, you know. And it gets him fired up, and he'll go out there, and, I mean, you know, he'll make you eat your words. So when you're talking about these guys, this caliber of bull riders, you know, these guys have been dealing with this for a long, long time. And, you know, so, but we're just now getting a taste of what it's like, being that, you know, just a few weeks ago, they started putting mics on these bull riders. So now we have an opportunity to hear that. Now, if you guys listen to the broadcast of the PBR finals that was streamed online, and you were looking at the bucking chute camera, you would have an opportunity to hear some of those things that happen out there, you know. But putting mics on those guys gives you an opportunity to actually hear it. So we can't really talk bad about something that's been happening for years and years, and it's going to continue to happen because the chute boss, the stock contractors, your traveling partners, none of them want to see you get hurt there in that bucking chute. And the faster you can get in, get tied off, and get out of there, the better off you're going to be. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to push you, to get you hyped up, to get you energized, and to get you motivated to go out there and take that bull and get up there on that rope and nod your head. The more you sit back and think about it, the more it's going to play into effect, you know, and it's going to mess with you psychologically. And that's a known fact. It happens all the time out there. Take a listen to Cody Lostro talking about 90% of this game is mental, and that's a big part of it, you know. So they don't want you sitting around thinking about things there in the bucking chutes, and it's going to cost you. And so that, you know, I just wanted to make that point really, really clear to you guys. Although, you know, some of us are now starting to recognize this, fans have to be aware of the fact that this has been going on for years and years. We're just now seeing it because they're putting mics on and they're giving us access to what happens there in the bucking chute. You know, just because it, you know, we may not like it, they're not going to change it because it's something that's happened, and it's for the protection of the bull rider that's there in the bucking chutes. I can assure you that, because you see time and time again that those bulls that are bouncing around in there, you don't want to waste time in. That metal that surrounds you hurts. And going back to it, I see that Christy did go check out Miss Donna's fantasy picks, and V5 was her tiebreaker bull, and she did get scored on that one, so that's a good thing. But yes, because Big Tex did not get used, because he did not buck, he did not get a score. So he was actually my tiebreaker bull. So it's a good thing that I didn't have to resort back to my tiebreaker bull. Otherwise, I'd have been in a lot of trouble. I figured that if they didn't use one, that they would use Big Tex, and that Big Tex would jump in there and get a good score. So that was why I ended up picking him that way. I don't know why. Maybe I shouldn't have. But anyways, so that was the deal with the fantasy. That's my opinion on the deals with the, you know, shoot boss, quote unquote, whoever it is back there. When I went back and saw the caps and saw the replays, it appeared to me that the only ones that you really heard back there making some noise were either the stock contractors or the guys pulling the ropes, you know. And the stock contractor has every right to tell you that bull's ready to go. And you know, if it comes down to sounding like he's screaming at you, well, guess what? This ain't their first rodeo. And I can assure you one thing. I've been to many rodeos myself and been behind there in the flank man back there yelling and screaming, and I'm not even wasting time in the bucking chutes. But that's just the way they roll. And, you know, like I said, when you're seeing a guy out there flanking bulls, he don't want you getting hurt. He don't want his bull staying in there any longer, especially if that bull is known to bounce around. It's going to cause injury to that bull. So, he's going to push that bull rider. Get up there on your rope. You got him. Take him. You know, it's just something that has to happen. But you, as a bull rider, learn to tune those out. And these guys, they've been around it for a long, long time. So I can assure you that they are used to that. We're not used to it because we don't have mics back there all the time to hear what was going on. We're just now starting to catch a glimpse of that. So maybe it's our side of things that we're looking at and not really realizing the overall picture. But that's just my opinion. I don't know. You know, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, we can all agree to disagree sometimes. And, you know, like I said, I just want to make sure that you guys, you know, at least have an opportunity to look at another alternative there as to what happens. Don't discredit the PBR saying that these guys are too hard on them, when in all actuality, it's just something that's been going on for a long time. Going back to it, I got my Cafe Press shirts up. You know, like I said, they are up. I do have the Making 8 store up, so you guys can go over there. You can Google search it. More stuff is coming up online here. Now, I'm trying to find the stuff like the pajamas and all that good stuff, but I don't know how to get all that over there to it. You know, I've got my store set up, and maybe Kat can help me out because she's got one, but I've got to get some – I kind of got to get a little help with this deal. You know, I've got some other shirts that I want to get put out there, but it seems to me that, you know, I was going to do some things differently with those shirts, you know, put stuff on the back of them, whatever. And I can do that on a, like, to create a shirt, but I can't to create a shirt on my store. So I'll have to, you guys ought to fill me in if you guys have any insight on that there with Cafe Press. Like I said, I want to get some of the logos put on the back of the shirts as well. Not just the front. I don't know. I'm a big guy. Like, I'd rather have just the word on there. Okay. Well, I'll have to go over there and check it out then. Maybe I'll do that during our break and see if we can get somewhere on it. At least I know where to go when it comes time. But anyways, hopefully everybody's got a good work week set up in front of them here this week. We got a long ways to go. We got several days before we hit the weekend, and I know, like I said, the PBR trailers will be rolling in town here real, real shortly. But they've got a hockey game out Friday night, and if you guys are following Lynn Wittenberg, who used to be involved with the media relations with the PBR, who is now working for the Tampa Bay Lightning right down here in the Sunshine State, you'll know that she is actually was posting out there that some of the PBR Bull Riders are actually going to be at this hockey game on Friday night. That's scheduled. So that should be a lot of fun. And I know that there's a lot of our friends, Miss Leah, who you guys know has done a tremendous job. And everything that you guys see out there on the Making 8 store page, the graphics that are all done have been done by her. She's done a fantastic job in getting the Making 8 Maniacs logo and getting some of these other logos set out for you guys. And we really appreciate what she's done. But she's going to be down here this weekend for the hockey game, and then as well as Saturday and Sunday's PBR event. So should be a good time, and I know that we'll look forward to seeing some pictures from her and get those posted up online as well. Now, see, like I said, you know, when it comes down to that, Kat, I was seeing that on the Cafe Press when I was creating an individual item, but like when I was in my shop and I was trying to add stuff, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not getting it, but we'll see if we can't find it here. I was looking up there where it says, like, make custom T-shirts and more, sell T-shirts, so on and so forth. But let me see. I'm just not sure. The only thing that I saw was add a design, and when I go under add a design, it only gives me like that one template that I could use, which gives me like a list or a rundown of all these other, of just like the shirts, you know what I mean? I build it on the shirt, and then it goes to everything else. So I don't know. Maybe I'm not hitting the right keys there. Do want to let y'all know that we do have, phone lines open, 646-915-9000. 9940. So let me get up here to my account here. We'll see if we can't do it while we're live, try to get this thing worked out, because I got to get some more items on board. I think you guys are going to like them. So now it says that I don't know that my thing has timed out. Wow. So I guess I got to go back and sign back in. Wow. Anyways, moving right along. What did you guys think overall of this weekend's event? I thought it was pretty impressive. Obviously, like I said, going back to Caleb Sanderson, the Florida Cowboy, making a name. And just so pleased with that. You know, the guy, he's had it coming. You know, he really has. He deserves to have a big win, and glad that he got it. Let's see. I don't know. Maybe I – well, shoot. There you go. Now it's – well, no. It keeps booting me out, telling me that my – tell me that my password's not correct now. Huh. All right, now I'm in. Yeah, you know what, Helen? I wish I'd have picked Caleb as one of my picks, too, you know? That's just, you know, it's kind of a bad situation there. I would have absolutely loved to have had him as my pick, but, you know, he's been so inconsistent here recently. He's had a tough go at it this year. So, you know, it's made things kind of rough on him, and it's made things rough for us to be able to pick him. But, oh, you know what? Yeah. Christy, that's the deal, and I see your comment in there now. But, yeah, we're still awaiting word to see where we're going to be, if we're just going to be out there hanging out with some of the bull riders, maybe, you know, sliding back around there. You know, obviously, well, Austin Meyer coming down there to Tampa says that he loves the Florida events. You know, hopefully we'll have a chance to run into him. Who knows? We might even have an opportunity to get him on our show here this week. But I will tell you that, you know, yeah, we definitely want to be able to try to meet up with some of these guys. We just got to play it by ear. It's going to be a busy week. Still waiting on word back from the PBR to see if we've got our press passes and if we'll be able to have access there with the media. I know that would be a great opportunity for us. It'd be our first one to be able to do that for, you know, other than just being a spectator. Now, I've been there, you know, back behind the bucking chutes with the riders and that type of deal, but I want to kind of get that media side of things. I want to really try to get that media aspect and see what it is that we can capture there to bring to you fans. I think it'd be a good opportunity. So you guys just hang tight for that. We'll see as the week comes along. So anyways, I'm trying to get over here. I've only got one shop. They're in the Cafe Press. I'm not seeing the image basket. Let me go back out here to my account again, make sure that I'm going in the right spots. Man, I'm telling you, this thing is tough. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm illiterate. I don't know. But, okay, let's see. There we go. I see the image basket. Hopefully we'll get something going there. But anyways, get back to it. Yeah, this weekend should be a really good time. And hopefully you guys will have an opportunity to really get together and see some good things happening. All right, now. Looks like I got to go back and do some more work here. So we're going to have to do that here after the show. But I will tell you, like I said, you're going to see a whole bunch of new things popping up there on makin8.com/store page. So you guys will be able to get over to the store and see some of our new items. We're also going to have catjohnson.net and the Let's Buck line out there on Making8.com. And, well, shoot, you know, I mean, it's all about promoting each other. And Kat has been a huge supporter of Making 8, so we want to do the same thing for her. And it'll give you guys an opportunity to really start saving up. Hey, Christmas is only right around the corner. We're only 8 months away. No better time than the present to start getting those Christmas gifts. And so just something to think about, you know. Don't want it to come sneak up on you or anything. So we're going to start giving you fair warning and selling our Christmas stuff out here. But anyways, oh, wow, looks like Christy's posting in there in the comment section, although it is random, and I'm glad, because that is my – that's the way we roll out here on the lunch hour shows. We are very random. But said that she had 80-degree weather, woke up this morning to snow. Ouch. That hurts. Now, I will tell you, yesterday we had 80-degree weather. I woke up this morning to more 80-degree weather. So I'm out here in my swim shorts, been out there working on the pool a little bit, trying to get it cleaned up. And, you know, after the weekend with the kids, might just have to go out there and take me a dip. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, that's an extreme measure to go from 80 degrees to snow. Ugh, yeah, I don't envy you at all, darling. Well, anyways. We got about 20 minutes in our show. We got some cowboy logic to throw at you for today. Still looking to take your questions, comments, and always, like I said, your cowboy logic. So if you guys get a chance, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to take another short break. When we come back, we talk more bull riding rodeo action with you right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Making8.com.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my boots delivered night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of, I look down and look up, I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my first night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. Double docking boat ramp and whiskey shaking never stirred. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my boots are leather night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
folks, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if you're passing his tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with MakingEight.com. That's right. Kicking it off on a Monday afternoon. And I got to tell you, I don't know. I think we're having a hard time getting everybody awake. Are y'all fired up? Are y'all ready for the work week? I know I am dragging tail. Had a good time with hanging out with the Making Eight Maniacs there on Skype. And, you know, just really having ourselves a lot of fun. It's been, you know, exciting. Oh, I see that Miss Shannon Taylor jumping over here on Twitter, sending everybody a big old wave to, you know, to all of you Making Eight Maniacs, says that there's only 10 days until she's Vegas bound. And we're going to get to look forward to a lot of her tweets as well. I know that she's going to be giving it to us. How many of you guys are going to be getting the pay-per-view event? I know that we're working on arrangements. We've actually got a couple buddies that are out here this way that are talking about trying to get some things done. So now I do see that also in the comment section there. Miss Kat is actually on her way to California. Does that mean you're not going to be able to tune in to the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows? If not, maybe we'll get you to call in and at least give us an update on how things are going out there in California. We want to hear from you. It's going to be a little bit earlier in the morning for you, I can promise you. I mean, you're going to be going from the East Coast time, 12:30 right there at the lunchtime. We're going to have to make sure that we send you a big old good morning because it's only 9:30 over there. And I know that was the worst thing that I had. But then again, it really wasn't that bad. It's kind of a give and take because, you know, the lunch hour shows are obviously right here in the middle of the afternoon. So I've got some things to do beforehand. I got some things to do afterwards, you know. But it, you know, my focus is getting the show ready, getting things going there in the morning, and then trying to wrap up everything else there towards the afternoon. When we were out in Vegas, you know, 9:30 in the morning, we were doing our show. So I had to be up really early, which, of course, in Vegas is hard to do when you're not getting in until the early hours of the morning, you know. But, hey, we made it happen and had a good time and can't wait to get back out there and do it again. But, yeah, so, Kat, you can actually wake up in the morning. Oh, yeah, that will be good. You'll be able to at least call in, and that will be great. Hopefully we'll be able to hear from you out there. Wow, says that she'll be up 7 o'clock California time at the latest. So anyways, getting down to it. Oh, it looks like Miss Christie's giving her some weather reports there on California. Should be nice out there, and I know that she'll be looking to get out of that New York weather. Wow, fire is still going in the fireplaces, and we're in April. And, you know, I got to tell you that I've actually had that, you know, in April's a kind of interesting month for me, and I'll let y'all know why here after a while. But who knows, you know, it is what it is. But anyways, getting down to it, it's my birthday in April. I've actually got a birthday here, but I'm only getting younger. So anyways, we've got I've actually had snow when I was up there in Pennsylvania on my birthday. And that, you know, I was, dreading that. I mean, how could you have snow that late in the year? I just don't like it at all. Kat says that when she's out there in L.A. that she doesn't plan on sleeping much. And I don't know, maybe she'll be getting some new material for her books. I don't know, wink, wink, hint, hint. And I've got to actually talk about that, but before we do, we got about 15 minutes left in the show, and wouldn't you know it, but we've got the man of the hour, our cowboy logic man, Mr. Cody Burleson, on the line. Cody.
Hey, how's it going, Scott? What's up, Making Eight Maniacs?
Oh, not much, man. How are you?
Wet.
Wet, huh? Is it raining up there or what?
Oh, yeah, it's been raining since about 6 o'clock this morning, thunder and lightning, and heck, we lost power up here at work for probably about 20 minutes.
Wow.
You know how it is. It's Ohio for you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they're calling for some rain later on this week and even a possibility of some of those storms like we had last week out here. So hopefully we won't get that chain of tornadoes that blew through. We had 5 confirmed tornadoes touch the ground down here just north of us. So pretty intense.
Oh, heck, man. If there's a tornado here at work, my butt's going to be in my truck and heading home.
I hear you, man. I hear you. So what is going on with the cowboy logic there, amigo?
All righty. The truth of the matter is that you always know the right thing to do. The hard part is doing it.
Very true. Very true. Good cowboy logic for the day. Obviously, courtesy of Mr. Cody Burleson. Cody, what's your schedule like for this week, partner?
Work, pretty much.
I hear you, man. Well, hopefully you get things together. And, you know, hey, PBR is coming up here in Tampa. You going to check it out this weekend?
Yeah, I'll have to see what I got going on. I know I'm going to be there at the Columbus event here in October. We're actually flying David, PBR Get Tough, up here. So
yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, that's going to be a trip.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, we want to see plenty of tweets. You'll have to get back in the groove, man. We haven't seen you much on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, we'll do.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. We got to see those tweet updates when you get Cowboy Dave up there. Should be a good time.
Oh, yeah, it will be. I can guarantee you that.
Right on, brother, man. Well, hey, listen, if you get a chance here the rest of the week, I always look forward to having your Cowboy Logic for the day, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no problem. It might be a little hard. They got me going to lunch at 11 o'clock, but I actually got lucky and snuck out at 12:30, so hopefully I'll be able to get out.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you. Well, hey, listen, don't work too hard, and, hey, keep making that paycheck for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
All right, brother. Well, I'll holler at you later, man. Be good.
Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. Cody Burleson, PBR News for You. In the house, giving us some cowboy logic for the day, and we do appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in there, Cody, and always a pleasure to have you. Yeah, you know, I'm noticing there in the chat room, and obviously all the fans out there are sending Cody their best and telling him howdy, but I see in there that there are a lot of Buckeye fans that are hanging out. We've got a lot of Buckeye maniacs, which is surprising, being that we are from Florida, and that whole Florida Gator-Ohio State-Buckeye rivalry is kind of heated up, and there's quite a bit of, you know, animosity between the two states. So, you know, it does make it interesting, that's for sure. Let me go on down here. I've got some more cowboy logic to throw at you for the day. Here's one for you. This one obviously come across from sports greats there on Twitter. This was courtesy of McKenna Wimberly for doing a retweet and giving it to us. If you're determined enough and willing to pay the price, you can get it done. And that's from Mike Ditka. So there's some more cowboy logic for you for the day. Obviously, we had Cody Burleson on giving us his. We sure do appreciate it. This next one coming down from McKenna Wimberly. Well, okay. Sorry about that there, Make It A Maniacs. Of course, you know, I'm not good at multitasking, and I get sidetracked trying to watch what's going on, and I hit the wrong button on my phone and disconnected. So we've got it back online. It looks like Denise says that she only holds grudges against other states on game days. Well, that's all right. Come game day, you know, if it comes across that Florida and Ohio cross paths again, I know that we'll be supporting our Gator stuff. So giving you a hard time. And, hey, it doesn't matter if we're moving out there to Oklahoma or not. We will always carry that Gator tail with us. And I got to tell you that speaking of, we are still making plans. We've got just a few weeks from taking off on our road trip, heading out west. And we're going to be hitting up some rodeos, hitting up some bull rides out there in that Oklahoma area, meeting up with some of the Making Eight Maniacs. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be a great, great couple months. And we're going to be on the road, hitting things up. You guys will have the opportunity and, you know, be able to see a little bit of what our fans are going through and what they do on their daily work lives and how they get the opportunity to tune in right here to our lunch hour rodeo shows. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, like I said, we're going to hit the road, hit it west, and, you know, we're going to bring the Making It name out there with us. Now, I will tell you that we do need your support. And the one way that you can do that is to get over to the Making Eight store page and start getting a grip on your gear. Start getting a grip on those Making Eight things. Get those Making Eight Maniac t-shirts. Get those coffee mugs. And let's get them out there. Start telling other fans about us. And let's make this thing grow. That's how it starts. We've got such a solid foundation with you guys and with what we're doing here, you know, with Making Eight, with the, you know, getting you guys closer to the sport, getting some of the athletes on board here with us, having you guys have the opportunity to talk with them. We've got such a solid foundation. Now it's time to start spreading those roots and start letting those branches branch out. And it comes down to you guys. You know, we're going to continue to keep doing it. Hopefully you guys are going to keep enjoying it. And, you know, we were going to make sure that you guys are happy with what you're getting. You guys are the reason why we're here doing this today. You know, I mean, even though there may only be 7, 8, 9, 12 people here, you know, at a time, we know that the archives are huge. We know that you fans keep going back, following along with us, and you guys are spreading the word about us. I mean, you know, you guys are talking to other fans about us. You guys are posting comments that we're making discussions there, you know. So it's real important, and we got to say thank you. You know, it means a lot to us. You know what? I did not see Carly's blog about Albuquerque. You know, you guys will have to give me some insight. If you guys have a link out there, and obviously we don't have Barbara out there with us, but we do have Miss Emily, who's our follow-up link liaison. But we do have many of you guys out there, Miss Kat Johnson, obviously, Miss Christy. All you guys do such a fantastic job. If you guys have a link there, I'd like to go check out that blog. She's got a little bit of an inside track there with the PBR. And I would love to read her insight of, you know, what she has to say about it. But yeah, we'll absolutely do that. So if you guys can certainly, you know, get me access, hey, shoot, I would love to have access to those blogs too. Anyways, we got about 5 minutes left in our show. We're going to start winding things down here for our lunch hour rodeo show today, guys. I will do that. I will give her a DM then, and we will try to make that happen. So, yeah, if you guys are interested in reading up on Carly's blog there, especially her one about Albuquerque, you guys make sure to get over to, you know, send her a DM there on Twitter, and you guys will be able to, with your email address, and she will get them out to you. Wow, sounds like Ms. Donna is giving us some weather reports out there in the Texas area, saying that they've got some pretty strong winds kicking up out that way. And, you know, that is the one thing I will tell you, that I have been reading a lot of reports about this wind out there. What is it about the wind out there in Texas and Oklahoma? But, man, I'm telling you, it's crazy. Christy is referring to the Carly Tucker blog in reference to, it's like reading a Kat Johnson novel. Well, y'all know that I've gotten hooked on those Kat Johnson novels. Speaking of, that reminds me. See, I was going to get sidetracked and I got back onto it thanks to you Making Eight Maniacs. But Mrs. Making Eight has got herself a new phone. She got herself an Android phone. And she has been going in there to upload the Kat Johnson novels. She's been looking to read up on those books, and she's been doing a little bit of reading herself. So, got to tell you, Miss Kat Johnson, thank you. So, yeah, she is really enjoying those now that she got her new Android phone. And, yeah, she's having a good time with it. Now, wait a second. I'm catching some flack here from Miss Donna Davis who is tuned in online, but I was asking her what was going on with the winds out there in Oklahoma and Texas, and she's telling me that Oklahoma sucks. And I see you're going to build that rivalry up and cause me to dislike you even more than I already do there, Miss Donna, being that you are a LSU fan. I have some issues with that. So, hey, I'll be sporting my Cowboys stuff when I go down there to Texas, not the Dallas Cowboys either. I'm talking about the Oklahoma Cowboys. And that's right. We're going to give you a hard time about it, for sure. So you just keep that rivalry going there, Miss Donna. Anyways, you know what, Kat, and I think that you may be right about that. I think that's where she's went to go and pull up your books. But I got to tell you, she is enjoying it. She said that she had to get over there and start tuning in and checking those out. But anyways, guys, that's going to wrap up our show here for the day. Got to tell everyone thank you for tuning in. Make sure to go check out the store. If you haven't started making your purchases already, make sure to get over there and hold off just at least through today as we're going to get our new store posted up there. We've got more items that will be jumped on or be brought on. We're going to have two different kind of store pages. One's going to be from Zazzle. One's going to be from Cafe Press. You guys will have the opportunity to take a look at both of them, figure out what it is that you want to have to support your Mechanate Maniac gear, as well as your Let's Buck and Cowboy Freshwear. So you guys get over there, check them out, and we'll see you back here tomorrow, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Until then, Mechanate fans, y'all get a grip with Mechanate.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making8 is a winner.